This recording of Writing Within Form by Graham Nelson was made thanks to the support of the Interactive Fiction Technology Foundation. Ryan Veeder speaking. Example 10. Port Royal 3. Division of Port Royal into regions. This is a 1* example. Quote, 1691, unquote. We should go ahead and do all our room definitions first. Fort James is a room, full stop. Quote, the enclosure of Fort James is a large, roughly hexagonal court walled with heavy stone, full stop. The walls face the entrance to Port Royal Harbor, and the battery of guns is prepared to destroy any enemy ship arriving, full stop, end quote. Thames Street End is south of Fort James. Quote, the ill-named Thames Street runs from here, at the point of the peninsula, all the way east among houses and shops, through the fish market, edging by the round front of Fort Carlisle, to the point where the town stops and there is only sandy spit beyond, full stop. Most of that stretch is full of people at all hours, full stop. Imported goods are moved off of ships and taken to distributors, Exported goods are brought to be loaded, and there is one public house and brothel for every 10 inhabitants, full stop. Line break. Lime Street, wider and healthier but not as rich, runs directly south, and to the north end, the road opens up into the courtyard of Fort James, full stop, end quote. Lime Street is south of Thames Street End, full stop. West of Thames Street End is north of Fisher's Row, full stop. The description of Fisher's Row is, quote, a waterfront street that runs south toward Chocolata Hole, where the small craft are harbored, full stop. It also continues north around the tip of the peninsula from here, turning into the east-west Thames Street, full stop, end quote. Thames Street End is down from Fort James, full stop. Up from Thames Street End is nowhere, full stop. Water Lane is east of Thames Street End, full stop. Quote, here Thames Street, never very straight, goes steeply southeast for a portion before continuing more directly to the east, full stop. Line break. Water Lane runs south toward Queen Street, and facing onto it is the new prison, which, in the way of these things, is neither, full stop. It did serve in that capacity for a time, and in a measure of the villainy which has been usual in Port Royal from its earliest days, it is nearly the largest building in the town, full stop, end quote. East of Water Lane is a room called Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge, full stop. Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge has the description, quote, to the southwest is the fish market, directly across the street is the entrance to a private alley through a brick archway, full stop, end quote. The fish market is southwest of Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge, full stop. The private alley is south of Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge, full stop. Quote, you're just outside the tavern, the Feathers, full stop. To the north, under a pretty little archway, is the active mayhem of Thames Street, but the alley narrows down to a dead end a little distance to the south, full stop, end quote. The Feathers is inside from the private alley, full stop. Quote, newly built with brick, replacing the older Feathers Tavern that used to stand here, full stop. It sells wines in quantity, as well as serving them directly, and the goods are always of the best quality, full stop. There's a room upstairs for those wanting to stay the night, full stop, end quote. The Feathers bedroom is above the Feathers, full stop. Thames Street by the King's House is east of Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge, full stop. Quote, the King's House is reserved for the use of the governor, but he does not live in it, and it is frequently being rented out to some merchant so that the government will at least derive some value from it, full stop. It is nearly the least interesting establishment on Thames Street, and the crowd, which, to the west, is extremely dense, here thins out a bit, full stop, end quote. Thames Street before Fort Carlisle is east of Thames Street by the King's House, full stop. Quote, here Thames Street, formerly a respectable width, narrows to a footpath in order to edge around the front of Fort Carlisle, underneath the mouths of the cannon, full stop. Line break. There are no buildings on the harbor side of Thames Street at this point, which means that you have an unusually good view of the ships at dock, water beyond, and the blue mountains rising on the other side of the harbor, full stop, end quote. South of Thames Street before Fort Carlisle is a room called Fort Carlisle, full stop. The description of Fort Carlisle is, quote, handsomely arrayed with cannons which you could fire at any moment, -. Though, of course, there are ships at dock which might be in the way, -, end quote. Queen Street End is south of Lime Street, -. Queen Street Middle is east of Queen Street End, -. Queen Street East is east of Queen Street Middle and south of Private Alley, -. Queen Street at the Prison is east of Queen Street East, -. Now, if we like, we can create regions to distinguish the coast from the portions of town that aren't on the water. Inland is a region, -. Queen Street End, Queen Street Middle, Queen Street East, Private Alley, Lime Street, and Queen Street at the Prison are in inland, -. Waterfront is a region, -. Thames Street before Fort Carlisle, Thames Street by the King's House, Thames Street at the Wherry Bridge, Water Lane, Fish Market, Fisher's Row, and Thames Street End are in waterfront, -. There is no rule that regions must be contiguous, so we could, if we like, make a region consisting just of the two forts. Military Holdings is a region, -. Fort Carlisle and Fort James are in Military Holdings, -. And we might make the Feathers Tavern part of the inland area, but within its own subcategory. Tavern is a region, -. It is in inland, -. Feathers and Feathers Bedroom are in Tavern, -. Now the index map will be colored to reflect our regions, and later in the game development, we would be able to make rules that affect just one region at a time.